Your service record, he said.
I could see photographs in his briefcase. Glossy, black and white 8x10s. Some kind of a surveillance situation.
You were a military cop for 13 years, Elliot said. Fast-track promotion all the way from second lieutenant to major. Citations and medals. They liked you. You were good. Very good.
Thank you.
More than very good, actually. You were their special go-to guy on numerous occasions.
I guess I was.
But they let you go.
I was riffed.
Riffed?
Duffy repeated. RIF, Reduction in Force. They love to make acronyms out of things. The Cold War ended, military spending got cut, the army got smaller. So they didn't need so many special go-to guys.
The army still exists, Elliot said. They didn't chop everybody.
No.
So, why you, in particular?
You wouldn't understand. He didn't challenge me.
You can help us, Duffy said. Who did you see in the car?
I didn't answer.
Were there drugs in the army?
Elliot asked. I smiled. Armies love drugs, I said. They always have. Morphine, benzedrine. The German army invented ecstasy. It was an appetite suppressant. CIA invented LSD, tested it on the U.S. Army. Armies march on their veins.
Recreational?
Average age of a recruit is 18. What do you think?
Was it a problem?
We didn't make it much of a problem. Some grunt goes on furlough, smokes a couple of joints in his girlfriend's bedroom. We didn't care. We figured we'd rather see them with a couple of blunts than a couple of six-packs. Outside of our care, we liked them docile rather than aggressive. Duffy glanced at Elliot, and Elliot used his fingernails to scrape the photographs up out of his case. He handed them to me. There were four of them. All four were grainy and a little blurred. All four showed the same Cadillac DeVille I had seen the night before. I recognized it by the plate number. It was in some kind of a parking garage. There were two guys standing next to the trunk. In two of the pictures, the trunk lid was down. In two of them, it was up. The two guys were looking down at something inside the trunk. No way of telling what it was. One of the guys was an Hispanic gangbanger. The other was an older man in a suit. I didn't know him. Duffy must have been watching my face.
Not the man you saw?
I didn't say I saw anybody.
The Hispanic guy is a major dealer, Elliot said. Actually, he's the major dealer for most of Los Angeles County. Not provable, of course, but we know all about him. His profits must run to millions of dollars a week. He lives like an emperor. But he came all the way to Portland, Maine to meet with this other guy.
I touched one of the photographs. This is Portland, Maine? Duffy nodded.
A parking garage downtown. About 9 weeks ago, I took the pictures myself.
So who's this other guy?
We're not exactly sure. We traced the Cadillac's plate, obviously. It's registered to a corporation called Bizarre Bazaar. Main office is in Portland, Maine. Far as we can tell, it started out way back as some kind of hippy-dippy import-export trader with the Middle East. Now it specializes in importing Oriental rugs. Far as we can tell, the owner is a guy called Zachary Beck. We're assuming that's him in the photographs.
Which makes him huge, Elliot said. If this guy from L.A. is prepared to fly all the way back east to meet with him, he's got to be a couple of rungs up the ladder. And anybody a couple of rungs above this L.A. guy is in the stratosphere, believe me. So Zachary Beck's a top boy, and he's fooling with us. Rug importer, drug importer, he's making jokes. I'm sorry. I never saw him before.
Don't be sorry, Duffy said. She hitched forward on the chair. It's better for us if he isn't the guy you saw. We already know about him. It's better for us if you saw one of his associates. We can try to get to him that way.
You can't get to him head on?
There was a short silence. Seemed to me there was some embarrassment in it.
We've got problems, Elliot said. Sounds like you've got probable cause against the L.A. player. And you got photographs. I put him side by side with this Beck guy.
The photographs are tainted, Duffy said. I made a mistake.
More silence.
The garage was private property. It's under an office building. I didn't have a warrant. Fourth Amendment makes the pictures inadmissible.
Can't you lie? Say you were outside the garage?
Physical layout makes that impossible. Defense counsel would figure it in a minute and the case would collapse.
We need to know who you saw, Elliot said. I didn't answer.
We really need to know, Duffy said.
She said it in the kind of soft voice that makes men want to jump tall buildings. But there was no artifice there, no pretense. She wasn't aware of how good she was sounding. She really needed to know. Why? I asked.
Because I need to put this right.
Everybody makes mistakes.
We sent an agent after Beck, undercover, a woman. She disappeared.
Silence. When? I asked.
7 weeks ago.
You looked for her?
We don't know where to look. We don't know where Beck goes. We don't even know where he lives. He has no registered property. His house must be owned by some phantom corporation. It's a needle in a haystack.
Haven't you tailed him?
We've tried. He has bodyguards and drivers. They're too good.
For the DEA?
For us. We're on our own. The Justice Department disowned the operation when I screwed up.
Even though there's an agent missing?
They don't know there's an agent missing. We put her in after they closed us down. She's off the books.
I stared at her.
This whole thing is off the books.
So how are you working it?
I'm a team leader. Nobody's looking over my shoulder day to day. I'm pretending I'm working on something else. But I'm not. I'm working on this.
So nobody knows this woman is missing?
Just my team. 7 of us. And now you.
I said nothing.
We came straight here. We need a break. Why else would we fly up here on a Sunday?
The room went quiet. I looked from her to Elliot and back to her. They needed me. I needed them. And I liked them. I liked them a lot. They were honest, likable people. They were like the best of the people I used to work with. I'll trade, I said. Information for information. We'll see how we get along, and then we'll take it from there.